Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Let it bump, though. 10:31 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs defeated the Durham Bulls tonight 12-6 to open up their four-game set with Durham. After their sweep of the G-Braves, they opened up this series tonight, and they were back to doing what they do, which is putting up a lot of runs and winning ball games. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. I'm Sam Mines, and this is your happy recap for July the 20th, 2017, as the Pigs fly to a 12-6 victory. They were at it from the very beginning. They scored three in the top of the first, one in the fourth, four in the sixth, and four in the eighth. Though it was never in doubt per se, Durham did notch four runs of their own in the bottom of the eighth to make it 12-6, but the Pigs had done enough damage on the offensive side, and Jake Thompson was fantastic tonight as he breaks his four-game losing streak, gets back into the win column, and gets the Pigs back to 24 games over 500 to equal their high water mark of the year. The Durham Bulls fall to 59-38. As I said, it started very early for the Pigs in the top of the first inning, and all with one out as well. Scott Kingery grounded out to the shortstop, Jake Hager, to lead off the game. But then J.P. Crawford singled, Reese Hoskins singled, and that brought Dylan Cousins to the plate.
Runners lead off the corners.
Oh, that is the wrong one. Here we go. This is the right one.
Cousins had two hits yesterday, and the pitcher swung on a ground ball softly at the second. Let's see if they get two. It's fumbled, and the play at first base is also no good, and it's over the head of the first baseman Gillespie into the dugout. A double error, and what could have been an inning-ending double play is a 1-0 Pigs lead, and second and third with only one out.
I had both of them as Cousins and Cousins, so that's bad labeling on my part, I guess you could say. But either way, the Pigs would take a 1-0 lead on that Dylan Cousins play, and then Pedro Florimon, the man of the night, would come to the plate.
Runners lead off second and third. A bunt is dropped down third base side. Beautiful bunt. All hands are going to be safe. You want to shift? Well, shift this. A bunt beautifully located third base side. 2-0 Lehigh Valley.
Shift this. Pigs 2-0 over the Durham Bulls. And then Cousins would come home to score.
Runners lead off the corners, and it'll be a 1-0 to the lefty Pullen. Pruitt delivers. Florimon is off. Pitch is cut on a miss. Right a second is not in time, and the ball gets away from the shortstop Hager. Cousins sees this. He's down the line. Throw not in time. Cousins scores.
A sloppy first inning for the Durham Bulls, but the Pigs pay no mind to that. They score three runs and are quite happy with the production they get in the top of the first inning. In the bottom of the first, Willie Adames lined out. Ricky Weeks walked. Jake Bowers would then reach on a fielder's choice, erasing Weeks, and then Johnny Field would ground out to second base. It was a good start for Jake Thompson. The Pigs would then go down 1-2-3 in the second, as would the Durham Bulls. In the top of the third, the Pigs would go down 1-2-3, but the Durham Bulls would rally in the bottom of the third. Willie Adames would double, and that would bring up the rehabbing Ricky Weeks.
Them's the breaks. Runner on second. Pitch is swung on, ripped in the air, right center field and deep. Back goes center fielder Rodriguez at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here.
Really the only time that the Bulls would get close to the Pigs. That made it 3-2. That was two outs in the third inning. So following a Jake Hager ground out to J.P. Crawford and a Ken Wong ground out to Scott Kingery. Then Adames doubled, and Ricky Weeks would hit the home run, and then Jake Bowers would ground out to Reese Hoskins to end the bottom of the third inning. However, that double in the third inning by Adames, that double in the third inning by Willie Adames was because the ball bounced off of the glove of Pedro Florimon. Pedro Florimon would then lead off the top of the fourth inning, and he would lead it off by making up just a little bit for that mistake.
Back is Bowers at the track. He leaps. Forget about it. It's out of here. Pedro Florimon. And he drills one out to right, and the Pigs get one right back, a 4-2 game.
Well, that's one way to make up for a mistake is by hitting a home run. And that gave the Pigs, as Matt Provin said, a 4-2 to lead. Now, they would get nothing else in that top of the fourth. In fact, they would go down striking out, pulling, swinging. Harold Martinez, who would fill in for Hector Gomez, who would leave the game with a hip flexor strain in the first inning, would strike out. And then Logan Moore would as well. But in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Bulls would go down 1-2-3 as well. Johnny Field struck out swinging. Patrick Leonard grounded out to J.P. Crawford. And Mike Marjma would pop up to end the fourth inning. So we move on to the top of the fifth. In the top of the fifth, Harris Rodriguez was hit by a pitch, but then erased on a 5-4-3 double play, by Scott Kingery. J.P. Crawford got a base hit, and then Rhys Hoskins came to the plate, thought he had a hit, but Jake Hager had other ideas.
It's the kick, the pitch. Swung on and blasted. Caught with a dive! Shortstop Hager lays out, makes the play.
Rhys Hoskins could not have been happy. He had lost a home run by probably a couple inches in the first inning, which was just ended up being just a base hit off of the big blue monster in the outfield. This time he was robbed of a hit by Jake Hager. In the bottom of the fifth inning, after Casey Gillespie grounded out to Rhys Hoskins and Jake Hager popped up, Ken Wong would get a double, but Willy Adames popped up to end the fifth inning. So we move on to the top of the sixth, and it was in the top of the sixth inning that the Pigs would really get things going. In this inning, Dylan Cousins would lead off with a walk and then steal second base, and that would bring Pedro Florimon to the plate with the turning point of the game.
Ames will kick and deliver, swung on and ripped in the air. Right field, this is deep. Bowers back at the track, makes a leap. Forget about it, it's out of here. A two home run game for Florimon.
Pedro Florimon now making up for that mistake and some, hitting his second home run of the day, a two run shot. A fantastic performance by Pedro Florimon today for the Pigs, and that two-run home run would be just the beginning of what was going to come in that sixth inning, because then Andrew Pullen would hit a triple and would come home to score.
Infield's in, and here's the 2-2. It's low, and it gets away from the catcher, Marjma. Pullen sees it. He scores easily down the line, sliding in safely without a throw. A second three-run inning tonight for Lehigh Valley. They are up 7-2.
It would only get better from there. After Logan Moore flew out and Harris Rodriguez popped up, Scott Kingery walked, and that brought J.P. Crawford to the plate.
But he hit three missiles. Now he swings here. Lines one the other way. Base hit. Through the hole and into left field. Another hit from Crawford. Down from third to score is Martinez. Holding at second is Kingery. Crawford's got a three-hit performance and his 39th RBI. It's 8-2 Lehigh Valley.
After that, Rhys Hoskins would strike out to end the top of the sixth inning. In the bottom of the sixth, Jake Thompson continued to roll. He struck out Ricky Weeks, got Jake Bowers on a lineout, and struck out Johnny Field to end the sixth inning. In the top of the seventh, the Pigs would get a hit by pitch of Pedro Florimon, who continues to get on base in all ways, but Andrew Pullen knocked into a fielder's choice erasing Florimon, and then Harold Martinez struck out looking. That ended the top of the seventh inning. In the bottom of the seventh, Jake Thompson would finish off his day by getting Patrick Leonard to pop up, Mike Marjma to fly out, and Casey Gillespie to pop up. A fantastic day for Jake Thompson ended in the bottom of the seventh inning. We move on to the top of the eighth, and the Pigs would continue to do damage in the top of the eighth inning. It began with a Logan Moore double, then a Harris Rodriguez single, and that brought Scott Kingery to the plate.
Now the pitch here, swung on, a ground ball, sharply hit through the middle, base hit center field for Kingery. Down to score from third is Moore. Kingery's got a seven-game hitting streak. Give him RBI 12, and the Pigs are now up 9-2 here in Durham.
Another late-inning RBI base hit for Scotty Jetpacks as he gave the Pigs a 9-2 lead. And then that brought J.P. Crawford up once more with runners on base.
Now the pitcher swung on and drilled out right center field, and that ball is missed. It's missed by Bowers, who lost it in the lights. He had to. One run's in. Here comes the second runner to score. They're waving home Kingery, and J.P. Crawford all the way around the third on a two-run we'll see.
A two-run we'll see would turn into an error out in the outfield, which I think is unfortunate. As far as I'm concerned, it should have been a two RBI hit for J.P. Crawford. Now, I didn't see it, but that's just the way I feel. According to Eric Hall, who was there, he said it was an error, but my guy J.P. Crawford had a two RBI hit nonetheless there. He just won't get credit for the two RBIs, but it gave the Pigs an 11-2 lead. After Crawford, J.P. Crawford, or after Crawford, excuse me, Rhys Hoskins then came up, and he brought in a hit as well.
Gets up and fires and gets Hoskins. Hoskins robbed again. Another diving play. This time it's the first baseman, Gillespie. He does get an RBI as Crawford scores, but still Hoskins just terrible luck. Now 1-for-5 on his second diving play against him this game.
It was a good play, but he brought in a run, and he got the RBI out of it, did Rhys Hoskins. That made it 12-2. The Pigs, after that, were finally done scoring. Dylan Cousins struck out, and Pedro Florimond flew out, and that would end the top of the eighth inning. Now in the bottom of the eighth, the Durham Bulls would rally a little bit themselves, make it respectable, put a few runs on the board. Jake Hager singled, and then Ken Wong singled as well. He would take second base on defensive indifference. Hager moved up to third on the base hit, and that brought Willy Adames to the plate.
Murray from a set, and here is the 1-2 offering. It swung on a ground ball to short. Fielding it is Crawford on a charge, throws off balance to Hoskins, gets the sure thing. The other runners move up, so scoring from third is Hager. Over to third goes Wong. It's an RBI for Adames, and it's now a 12-3 game.
And then Ricky Weeks would walk, bringing Jake Bowers to the plate.
One on with one out, or two on with one out, and the pitcher swung on and popped up a mile high, shallow left. I don't know if it's deep enough to tag the man from third. Pullen makes the catch. The runner is coming home. Throw is late. It's cut off. And he's a speedy runner, Kane Wong, so he will score. Give a sack fly to Bowers and his 46th RBI. It's a two-run inning, and it's now Pigs 12 and Bulls 4.
Johnny Field had himself a tough day. He grounded out to Scott Kingery, struck out, but then in the eighth inning with a runner on, gave the Durham Bulls a little bit of life with a two-run home run.
Game, so to get off to a good start was awesome. This pitch to Field is swung on and blasted left field deep. Pulling back, looks up, that ball is gone over the blue monster in left.
And the Bulls would cut it to 12-6, but that is all that they would get because Patrick Leonard would single, but Mike Marjama would pop up, and that would end the eighth inning. So we would move on to the ninth, and in the top of the ninth inning, the Pigs would get a two-out single from Logan Moore, but nothing else as Jesus Rodriguez grounded out to shortstop to end the inning. And then in the bottom of the ninth inning, Casey Gillespie would ground out to first base. Jake Hager walked, but Ken Wong struck out, and that brought Willy Adames to the plate, representing the final out.
Set by the belt, the 0-1, swung on a ground ball, chopped to short, shut in the game. Fielding back is Crawford, fires to first in time, ball game over. Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly to their fifth consecutive victory as they've gotten hot down here in the hot south.
Pigs fly to a 12-6 victory over the Durham Bulls to open up their series, a four-game set with the Bulls, and they open it just the way they opened and closed it in Gwinnett, and that is with a big-time victory. For the Pigs, 12 runs, 13 hits, and no errors. For the Durham Bulls, 6 runs, 7 hits, and 4 errors. For the Iron Pigs, they were 5-for-13 with runners in scoring position and left 6 on base. The Durham Bulls were 2-for-4, leaving 4 on base. Jake Thompson, he was magnificent getting the win. He's now 4-11, and we really have seen, tonight especially, just what made him the International League Pitcher of the Year last year and how much talent is there for Jake Thompson. He struck out, he went 7 innings, giving up just 3 hits and 2 earned runs, walking 1, and striking out 4. Colton Murray then came in relief in the 8th inning. He gave up four hits, going just one inning, giving up four runs, walking one. And then Yexel Rios went an inning. He walked one and struck out one. For the Durham Bulls, Austin Pruitt gets the loss. He's now 0-1. He went five innings, giving up five hits, four runs, two earned. He didn't walk anybody, and he struck out five. Jeff Ames, in what was a very, very long two-thirds of an inning, gave up four hits and four runs. He walked two and allowed one home run. Diego Castillo went 1 2/3. He gave up three hits, four runs, two earned, and struck out two. Jose Alvarado went 2/3 of an inning. He struck out one. And Ryan Stanek went an inning. He gave up one hit and struck out one. Time of the game was 3 hours and 17 minutes in front of 8,390 at Durham Bulls Athletic Park down in Durham. Once again, the final score tonight, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 12 and the Durham Bulls 6. The Pigs are 61-37, equaling their high watermark of 24 games over 500.